Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member or Patreon member like Alan Hoff in Northampton, Massachusetts. Alan, thank you so much for your contribution to the show. We got so many songs we want to get to, not enough time in the regular Sound Opinions broadcast, so hence the bonus podcast. Jim, give us a little hint about what you're going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox.
I'm going to give you more than a hint. I'm going to tell you to grasp your heart and prep yourself so you don't have a heart attack. I'm going to play a Bruce Springsteen song. Yes.
I'm going to guess what it is, but I'm not going to tell you what
my
guess is.
No, it's not Candy's Room.
Oh, okay.
I've often said that's the one song by The Boss I unequivocally love. In fact, it is such an obscure track, you may not even know it.
This is a song you actually like by Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Got to stick around for that.
That's not what you think, though.
All right. That is going to be in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, we're back. I am so anxious to hear what Jim DeRogatis is going to play.
Anxious is the right word. As a former copy editor, eager is what you should say. Eager to hear what I'm going to play.
No, anxious. But you're anxious because you're concerned about where I'm going. My stomach is churning, yeah.
Yes, I know. My buddy Mark Anthony Neal recently tweeted about a podcast the New York Times does, Still Processing. And they had this episode, Donna Summer is Back. Okay? And, you know, I don't have a lot of time to listen to podcasts. I listen to so much music. I know you do, too. You were on a road trip recently, though, so you were jamming on the podcast. But I wanted to check this out. Donna Summer's back. You know, Donna Summer's never gone anywhere. This is a woman who is one of the best-selling artists of all time, and I don't think she often gets her due. The thesis of Donna Summer is Back on Still Processing was that the self-titled 1982 album, Donna Summer, was the best of her career. I don't buy that thesis at all. Okay. You know, the first two records that LaDonna Gaines made with Peter Belotte and notably Giorgio Moroder, you know, defined electronic dance music. You and I have waxed rhapsodic, you know, Love to Love You Baby and I Feel Love. I mean, those tracks still sound like they were made half a century in the future and beamed to us from another world, an Afrofuturistic world. I love those records, you know, this young woman, American-born, raised in the church, a lot of gospel in her voice, is in the German adaptation of Hair in Munich and is discovered by these Italian producers, and that collaboration is timeless. You know, after several albums for Casablanca, which was always, let's face it, a controversial label, you know, Kiss and Donna Summer and weird business practices and 70s indulgence, she gets signed by David Geffen, who pairs her with producer Quincy Jones for the self-titled Donna Summer album in 1982. Took 6 months to make. 6 months in a recording studio, no doubt, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars an hour. Quincy Jones is telling her what to do, and she's already an established star. She doesn't need that. Plus, she's pregnant. She had said of that record, "Sometimes I feel it's a Quincy Jones album that I just sang on." I feel sorry. So I don't buy the thesis that that's the album to go to for Donna Summer, except there's a wonderful song on there. You're wondering when I'm going to get to The Boss, right? Protection.
Right. So I'm familiar with it. I didn't realize
you
knew about that song.
Do you know
sure,
it? Yeah,
of course.
I don't want to hear The Boss's version, which I don't think was ever formally recorded. It's out there as weird YouTube live. You know, he wrote a great song for Patti Smith, too, Because the Night, right? I prefer Bruce writing for other people.
Well, you know that he also wrote Cover Me for Donna.
Yes.
But Landau, his manager, said, no, that's too good of a song. You got to keep it for Born in the USA, which he did.
Well, you know, Springsteen does an explosive guitar solo at the end of Protection. And, you know, you've got the creme de la creme of session. Roy Bittan from the E Street Band is also on piano, and you can hear him playing. Steve Lukather on guitar. The Porcaro brothers. Steve, you know, from Toto.
Yeah.
Doing synth program.
A lot of Quincy Jones.
A lot of Quincy Jones.
It's a little
polished, right? But, you know, I think this is a song about an abusive relationship, and Summer, you know, gives it that soulful, independent standing up for herself. I need protection from your love. Wow, that is a heavy, either it is so intense that it's overwhelming, or it's a dangerous relationship. I think it's kind of unique for a Springsteen song. You know, we could disagree about this and talk for hours. I don't think he fared very well when he put himself in the minds or voice of female protagonists. Rosalita, et cetera. But that's me. That's my Springsteen bias. I love this song, though. I think it obviously owes a huge debt to the Moroder Belotte productions. It's got that mechanical groove that is almost avant-garde Noi, you know, motorique, and it's got some overproduction on it, but Donna's voice, what an instrument. I just love LaDonna Adrian Gaines, and I don't think she gets her due. It was nice to see the New York Times podcast. You know, there's also a song on this album that Vangelis and John Anderson of Yes play on.
Talk about a weird, kind of an interesting collection of songs on that record.
David Geffen is like, you know, this woman's a star, and we need to move her career forward, and so they throw all the money there is in the LA session world at her. And
right,
you know, but Protection's a great song by Donna Summer.
I'm
Protection by Donna Summer, Jim DeRogatis' Desert Island Jukebox bonus play.
That's as close as I'm getting to Springsteen.
I am, you know, I'm impressed.
Are you impressed with
I had
that?
No idea. You know, you're going to go there, and I'm blown away that you knew that song even existed,
let alone liked it.
So that's pretty cool. That's it for this week's bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, and our intern Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.